Sleeping Dogs by Chris Sims, narrated by Dean Williamson. The name drifts across the mind like cloud shadows on a mountainside. Connemara by Tim Robinson. Part 1. Chapter 1. Trees stood gnarled and naked beneath the dead winter sky. Everything was still. Mist hanging above grass made white with cold. John Spicer looked round for his boxer dog, Punch. The animal's nose was low to the ground, legs moving fast as it sped along the zigzagging trail of a rabbit long gone. Trying to keep up was his 6-year-old daughter, Holly. Her bright red wellies made it difficult to cope with the sudden changes of direction, and with each turn she let out a breathless giggle, the sound contrasting sharply with the park's subdued air. "So, could it have been him?" asked Alice, her voice low. His eyes went to his wife, and he let his gaze linger on the smoothness of her skin. She was wearing a knitted beret, the wool dyed with a rich mix of russet and maroon. The colours seemed to emphasise the blondness of her hair, fine strands of it hanging over the raised collar of her quilted coat. It was lucky, he reflected, that she had chosen such a loose-fitting style. The swell of her stomach was now plain to see beneath it. Another 2 months and their second child would be born. Before he could reply, she glanced up at a point somewhere near his ear. "Here," she frowned, "your scarf is all twisted at the back." Twirling a finger, she indicated that she wanted him to turn round. He did as she asked, bending his knees to make it easier for her to reach up. Fingers probed at the back of his neck. "Cow!" he gasped, straightening as he felt a fragment of ice slipping down his back to lodge in the waistband of his boxer shorts. She let out a cackle of laughter, and he span around, tugging at the back of his trousers. "No!" His eyes widened as he felt it slide lower. "It's him with the crown jewels!" Half-doubled with laughter, she started backing away. He kicked a foot about, and finally the freezing shard fell out of the leg of his trousers. "Where did you get that?" he giggled, raising his arms and closing in on her. "Pregnant woman! Pregnant woman!" she gasped, directing a finger at her stomach. "You can't get me!" He dropped his hands, the questioning look still on his face. Wiping a tear from her eye, she pointed to the group of trees they'd just emerged from. "The frozen puddle back there!" Holly called across, a confused smile on her face. "What are you doing?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?